This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. planes have bombed a compound in southeastern Afghanistan, believed to be used by Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. According to the Taliban, senior leaders, including Mullah Muhammad Omar, are safe and sound. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talked about the airstrike during a visit to U.S. Central Command in Florida. Rumsfeld could not say who was in the compound when it was attacked, but U.S. forces say they're putting pressure on Osama bin Laden and other Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld used a map and a laser pointer yesterday to illustrate the shrinking territory now available to Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. As Rumsfeld pointed, Tommy Franks, the regional commander-in-chief, said the Taliban's limited maneuvering room has allowed searchers to concentrate their efforts around the southern city of Kandahar and the eastern corridor between Kabul and Jalalabad.
It truly is a matter of smoking out the leadership that we're after, and in order to do that, it's one sort of stage after another, and that brings us up to where we are today. And so we'll simply continue to do that. We'll simply continue to tighten the noose until we get where we want to go.
Rumsfeld's laser pointer is emblematic of the high-tech arsenal the U.S. has brought to bear on the search. Unmanned aircraft and heat-seeking sensors are all on the lookout for Al-Qaeda movement. Defense analyst John Pike of GlobalSecurity.org says those sophisticated tools will help the military as it tries to track down Al-Qaeda leaders. Even so, Pike says U.S. ground forces have a big job ahead of them.
If you listen to President Bush and some of the media commentary, you would think that the problem is basically that bin Laden and all of his cohorts are deep under some mountain, and that if we could just drill down into this one bunker, we would find all of them in one place. I think to the contrary, that they're scattered at a number of locations all across the country, and this is not something that's going to be solved by geological drilling equipment. It's going to be solved by American commandos going from encampment to encampment, slowly rolling them up.
The U.S. now has hundreds of Marines in Afghanistan to help in that effort. General Franks offered new details yesterday about the desert airstrip that Marines seized south of Kandahar. He says between 800 and 1,100 Marines will ultimately occupy the so-called forward operating base. Analyst Pike says its location enables the Marines to strike quickly whenever they get a lead on an Al-Qaeda leader's whereabouts.
You're only a couple of dozen minutes away from any area that you want to do a raid or an ambush on, whereas the operating bases they had in Uzbekistan and Pakistan were several hours away from the scene of action. That gave the enemy a lot more warning time, and it made it a lot more difficult for the United States to send in reinforcements if they were needed.
As U.S. forces zero in on Al-Qaeda leaders, they're also working to seal off escape routes. General Frank says Pakistan has tightened security along its border with Afghanistan, with soldiers now checking ID cards and turning some Taliban fighters away.
President Musharraf's forces are providing assistance along their borders in order to cause these principal passes to be opened so that humanitarian assistance can move into Afghanistan. And secondly, within capability, and I'd emphasize that, within capability, interdict the paths through all of these mountain passes and so forth.
Frank says the new U.S. airbase might also be used as a staging area for humanitarian supplies. In response to a reporter's question, Secretary Rumsfeld gently took issue with the exuberant Marine general in charge of that airstrip, James Mattis, who declared on Monday that the Marines now own a piece of Afghanistan.
I have, on a number of occasions, pointed out the unambiguous fact that the United States covets no one else's land. Certainly not Afghanistan. We're there to do a job. We're there to root out the terrorists and the terrorist networks and to see that the Taliban government that invited them in and has been harboring terrorists is gone. And that is our interest, period.
Rumsfeld says that effort is proceeding well, but he cautions the war is far from over and says the toughest work may still be ahead. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.